You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio. It is that time again where we are joined by Colin Daniels from the Macular Society to find out what is in store in this month's My Macular and Me webinar. Colin, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, hi David, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Very well, we are. It's now February.
We've made it through January, the longest month of the year. It feels very long month, doesn't it, on January. Quite an exciting webinar, and we're going to talk about podcasts today as well. If you wouldn't mind, that would be great. The webinar that we've got for this month, we're being joined by a really good friend of the Macular Society, Professor Andrew Lotary, and he's going to be talking about a new licensed drug for age-related macular degeneration for the injections. So he's going to be talking about Lytenava, which is the first licensed version of Avastin. For age-related macular degeneration. So Avastin's been around for a while and can be used for other conditions, but it's never been licensed for AMD. So he's going to come on and talk about that. So that's coming up on Tuesday, the 18th of February at 7 p.m. And you can register as usual on the Macular Society website. There's a link on there. So he's going to be talking about the drug and what it does and how it works, but also he's going to be comparing and contrasting with the drugs that most people take at the moment, which is Eylea and Lucentis, so people can have a good idea of what the differences are. So if they're offered it, I suppose, by their clinicians, they can go forearmed and forewarned about what the benefits of that particular drug are. So that's quite exciting. So, and as I say, Andrew has done quite a few webinars for me and for the Macular Society over the years, so it promises to be a very good session.
We've spoken time and time again about the Macular Society and all this research and, you know, the possibility of one day finding a cure. How exciting is it to hear about this new drug?
I think it's great. I think, you know, the benefits of a new drug show that things are moving forward, and obviously it's going to, you know, benefit people living with the condition now, but moving forward it just shows that the research that's being done around the world and obviously funded by the Macular Society is starting to pay off and having some benefits. That cure, even though it's still quite a while away, does seem to be becoming drawing ever so slightly closer as research develops. We understand a lot more about AMD and other macular disease conditions as well. As this research continues, we'll understand more and more, and we'll understand how we can fix it and potentially cure it. Treatments at the moment which are fantastic for wet age-related macular degeneration, but the potential of treatments for dry and also for other macular conditions become more and more relevant and more present every time these new treatments come out. So it's fantastic. It really is. For me, as a person that lives with Stargardt disease, for example, there's treatments or potential treatments in that area as well, so looking good too. So, you know, there's things to think about in the future. It's great.
Now, as well as your My Macular and Me webinar, you've also got a whole fleet of podcasts, including what used to be the second webinar stream. What is coming up in that one?
As you know, we've got a huge back catalogue of podcasts, My Macular and Me podcasts, which are available on all good podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts from. So this month we're being joined by Dawn and Chris, who are a couple of members, and they're talking about their macular disease journey, really, and how they found some joy from their diagnosis. It's taken a little while, but they talk about how they found new hobbies and got support from families and others, and just reset their mindset to sort of accept the diagnosis and find another way to live, basically a new way to live with their macular disease. It's a very, very inspiring podcast, and there's a story on our website, on the Macular Society website as well, about it. So you can listen to what they have to say and also read on the website their stories too. We understand at the Macular Society that, you know, a diagnosis of macular disease is can be devastating, which is why we have a counselling service and a befriending service, and we have this huge network of support groups. But actually hearing from people that have been recently diagnosed and how they've come to terms or adjusted to the condition is so important, and it can inspire others and maybe point people in the direction and show that there is a beacon of light at the end of even the most devastating diagnosis. So it's a good podcast, well worth a listen. And as I say, that'll be dropped on the last Thursday of the month. So you can find all our podcasts and all our webinars, links to them and ways to get into our back catalogues from our website, which is macularsociety.org. You can register for our latest webinar, which is on Tuesday, the 18th of February at 7 p.m. on our website too.
Colin Daniel, Services Innovation Manager for the Macular Society. Thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thanks very much.